Hey, Jabril, when you look at that film from that first Cincinnati game, you say, hey, we could have done this better, we could have done that better to get a different outcome?
Tremendously. Just the all-around growth that we've had as a defense and as a team since, you know, that game. You know, that game was, you know, closer than what the score was. You know, I know the score was a big margin, but, you know, a lot of those points were due to us shooting ourselves in the foot, not getting the line right, not taking the proper leverages. You know, me, I'm thinking I can make a play, try to beat the guard on the screen. Mm-hmm. They kind of grabbed me around the head. You know, it's a bad angle, but I thought I could make the play. So, you know, just things like that. Instead of just standing over the top, letting the guys rally, you know, just things like that. So the overall growth and, you know, the things that I've learned from, you know, the season is definitely going to be a key help in, you know, us going over there and playing our best.
How's the ankle? What happened with that? And how you
I just hurt it during the game. I just thought I rolled it during the game. You know, it was a little worse than that, but, you know, I finished the game. They, you know, they kept me out yesterday, limited me the day after that. Now I'm ready to go. So, you know, in this league, you know, you're going to play hurt, especially in the AFC. It's getting late in the season. If your body's still feeling 100%, you're not playing the right way. And, you know, that's just how I feel. That's how everyone's hurting right now. You know, you still got to grind out wins. Weather's getting colder, you know, more. This is when the ante, you know, goes up. I know we a long ways away from the playoff race, but, you know, we could mess up a lot of things for a lot of people. So we're going to just keep going, keep getting better and better, and, you know, keep learning and staying the course.
You have a feeling about tomorrow's game?
You know, I always got a feeling. You know, I always got a feeling, man. I wish I could go, you know, talk to the boys, but I got to handle things here. But, you know, I definitely think they're coming back to Ann Arbor this year, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So, you know, home field advantage definitely helps. You know, maybe get some reps up there of our own this year.
Coach Harbaugh is going to stay?
I read something where I think they offer him like a lifetime contract or something, but I'm not too sure. I'm not too sure.
Still, do you think JT was short last year?
Oh, he's definitely short. Definitely short. But, you know, that ref was from Ohio. There's no way he can overturn that call and go back home. There's no way. There's no way he can do it. So I'm not mad at him. We still had a chance, you know, to stop him before that, but that's in the past, man. You know, man, bringing back bad memories.
Said the other day that Josh Gordon on the practice field
yeah.
Just kind of
ratchet. Oh, absolutely.
Practice, right?
Absolutely.
Talent level.
Absolutely.
What have you seen?
Man, he's just like what I said about Miles. Man, he's just one of those guys who, you know, he's too big and strong to be that fast. And, you know, like, it's different when you're watching him than being actually on the field with him. You know, you could feel the speed going by, you know. And I think, you know, us having him back for this week, you know, he was doing what A.J. Green does, you know, when he goes against our defense and stuff, man. You know, I don't think we can get a better look than that. You know, so we're definitely grateful to have him back. I can't wait to see him in action next week. But for right now, you know, we got to do it out in this game. But, you know, definitely having him out there definitely, you know, ratchets everything up. You know, you don't see too many guys like that.
Can you tell us about what happened on the Mavs?
Oh, yeah, that game, I was just trying to be, you know, more aggressive. I felt like I was fair catching a lot too much. So, you know, I was just like, man, just try to make a play. And doing that, I was forcing. You know, they weren't punting the ball as far as I, you know, would have liked them to, you know, give me a little bit more space to work with. So, you know, every time I caught it, I pretty much had to make the first guy miss, like, almost, you know, simultaneously. And that one, I just kind of brought my head up too fast to, you know, make my move. And then once I realized I didn't have it, I tried to catch it again. And then that's when he hit me. I'm just like, oh, man, here we go. But, you know, defense got the ball right back. You know, Kirk and Miles bailed me out. So, you know, it didn't hurt us too much. But, you know, I got to definitely do a better job of taking care of the team and taking care of the ball.
What do you think the attitude of the locker room is with the record being what it is?
Man, we don't really care about the record. You know, we know we're going to turn this thing around. It's just a matter of time. You know, we just going to stay hungry, keep staying the course, and keep getting better and better. You know, it's a lot of guys here, you know, who, you know, had minimum playing time. You know, so just the learning curve that, you know, we're going to go through, you know, with guys getting more experience and, know, just for me, you know, the things I've learned, you know, being back there, you know, especially at this level, you know, you got to kind of got to learn fast and in a hurry. You know, it's just exciting, man. We got a lot of great young talent, a lot of older, savvy vets, you know, who playing extremely well. So, you know, once we put it together, man, we're going to be a pretty damn good football team.
Hey, Jabril, just on that, you can't help but hear the rumblings that things might, there might be a shakeup in the coaching staff and everything after this season. Mm-hmm. What kind of a setback would that be if things get blown up?
No, we're just worried about right now, what we can control right now. You know, especially the guys in this locker room, and that all we can control is how we produce on the field. You know, so that's where our main focus is, get better on, you know, all phases and, you know, finish the season as strong as we can and, you know, let things fall where they may. We can only control what we can control, but, you know, our focus is definitely going up there, you know, this weekend and winning that ball game.
But, yeah, but I'm sure that you want Greg Williams back here next year.
Like I said, we can only control what we can control, you know.